Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Woohoo, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited and honored to be here with you. Thank you for listening and for tuning in. When I originally created this show, I created it to balance out some of the negative stories that are happening out in the world today so that we can really be inspired by what we are moving through as a human collective. My goodness, it's absolutely extraordinary to see how many people are, you know, triumphing over huge challenges in their life. And so that was the original intent for creating the show, and it's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for listening and for tuning in. And if you want to be considered to be a guest on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, please email us at radio@corneliastephanie.com, and my team will be happy to get back to you. So let's get straight into it. My first guest today is Kirby Monesteem, and I'm so excited to introduce him to you because he's the CEO of Content Redefined. Now, in this show, we don't focus too much on bios. We focus on people because there's so much more to when people redefine themselves, when people reinvent themselves, and everything that they've done in their past and who they are today. He is a marketing coach. He is the CEO and founder of Content Redefined, and he is an entrepreneur and so much more. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Cornelia, and thank you for having me. It's such an honor to be here.
Yes, I was checking you out on Facebook.
Thank you. Yay.
Yay. And I love, tell the audience right away what your Facebook is all about.
So I am all about the connection. There's so much power and there's so much love and wisdom and just divinity in connection. And that's why, you know, my company is called Content Redefined, because we look for ways to connect with entrepreneurs, to connect with audiences through content and through connection. And so I'm all about if you visit my Facebook page or my Instagram page, it's all about motivation. It's all about supporting one another. The why of Content Redefined is, you know, we want to empower people to empower people to change the world. And so you'll find a lot of that insight, connection, love, but also, you know, it's about, as entrepreneurs, we sometimes are challenged with how do we create a strategy that connects with our audience, or how do we create content that's going to really draw an audience in? So through my blogs and through my social media pages, I love to give tips, I love to give insights, and I just love to share from the perspective of connection on how you can really drive a brand forward.
Yeah, I love that. And so there's several things. First of all, I want to set up a private meeting with you next week if we can, so Absolutely. That you and I can collaborate off, you know, behind the scenes, because I definitely want to talk to you. I was so inspired by when I went to your page and I saw that you do monthly giveaways, or is right. You do.
Yes.
You had a challenge up there. And so I was just noticing, you know, how many people are taking how many people are participating in this challenge. And so right away, I went ahead and did everything that you asked me to do. And you wanted me to write one sentence, and you wanted me to nominate someone. And so I nominated someone, then you wanted me to get extra points and then post it on my page, which I did. And then I went even above and beyond. I contacted my VA. I said, take this and post it on Instagram. And now I'm sharing it here on Transformation Talk Radio on our show here. And this is going to go up to 50 plus media outlets at the same time.
That's amazing.
Which is fantastic, right? And that's because you're really, you know, wanting to engage people. So
yes,
you are walking your talk, and that's,
thank you.
I love that. You know, you really are walking your talk, and based on, you know, your bio and what I read, you've done, you know, worked with Fortune 500 companies. You've got, you know, a wealth bank of wisdom, of strategy and helping people, you know, build their brands because you've worked with these professional companies, right?
Yes, yes, certainly. And thank you, Cornelia, for mentioning the giveaway that's on my social media page. It was actually inspired by this conversation because I want to encourage people to tell their story. Part of marketing, a very large part of marketing, is the ability to tell a strong story. And, you know, I've recently taken a boot camp where I learned this phenomena that your mess is your message. Right. So no matter what you're going through in your life, there is a story, there's an inspiration, and there's a power behind that. So sharing your story, sharing the journey that it took you to get to your entrepreneurship, sharing the challenges that may have gotten you to that entrepreneurship is something that other people can learn from, they can grow from, and they can connect with. So if you visit my Instagram page, Content Redefined, you'll see my challenge there. I would love for all of you to participate in that, share a little bit about your story so the world can hear it, and so that you can inspire somebody else. And I have some great giveaway items that I'm going to give away as well for folks who participate. So I would love to invite you all to join.
Yeah, I definitely. What's the link on the Instagram?
So you can go to Instagram.com/contentredefined, and you'll be able to see, I have a post there in the feed, and then we also have a little caption in stories about the giveaway. So you'll be able to find it there. And if you don't find it there, you can email me at contentredefinedllc@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to give you instructions or direct you to the giveaway. But I really would love everyone to participate.
Yes. And really, that's, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to engage. I mean, think about it. We all want this connection piece. We're all looking to connect with each other. And business, being an entrepreneur, as you know, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, five years on your own, it's hard work being an entrepreneur to make it through all the different challenges. So having somebody like Kirby that is offering you a giveaway and an invitation to tell your story, to shine your light, to share, to connect. I mean, everybody should be jumping at the chance to be able to engage with you. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to your Instagram this afternoon, and I'm going to participate in the challenge. That's why right away this morning on Facebook, I said, oh, I love this guy. I love what he's doing.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, so your boot camp. So that must have been a journey.
Yes, it was an amazing journey, and it also taught me so much about myself. You know, if I can share a little bit about my story, you know, when I was growing up, you know, we lost our childhood home to bankruptcy. My parents worked so hard, and they did everything they could to provide for us. But, you know, I was one of five children, and it was a challenge. And so I've, as a result of that, I've always had I would say it's been a difficult relationship in terms of money. And so I've created this business as a means to not only support myself financially, but also as a creative outlet that is teaching me that I don't have to have tons of money in the world to be happy. And it's also teaching me that when you give to others as per the law of attraction, so much more comes back to you. And so I'm learning just by having conversations with so many amazing people out there. I'm learning that by just sharing my level of expertise and the things that I know in marketing, that I'm connecting with people, but I'm empowering them to empower other people to change the world. And it, so what it does for me is it dissolves that negative thought in my head that money is a negative thing. And it's creating a new and powerful thought that, you know, money is not everything. It's great. And there's so much money out there in the world. There's so much abundance out there. We just have to be the beings that realize that it's there and we have to reach out and grab it. And building this business was one of the ways that I wanted to, you know, embrace my creativity, but at the same time, really, you know, reformat that relationship with money and have fun with it in the process.
Yeah, I love that you shared that. Thank you so much for putting some more value to what it is that you've had to overcome and how you turned that around and how you continue to turn it around and rise above that limitation. Thank you for that. Let's give the audience two more times your Facebook and also the Instagram. And then let's be sure you and I connect. I'm going to private message you. I want to get with you so that we can collaborate more. And I just want to thank you so much for shining your light so bright. So let's tell the audience how to get engaged with you.
Sure. So you can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn at Content Redefined LLC. You can find me on Instagram at instagram.com/contentredefined. You can also email me at, you can also email me at contentredefinedllc@gmail.com. And my website is www.wearecontentredefined.com. And I also want to thank you, Cornelia, for the work that you do and for shining your light. You really are changing lives. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is Curtis Tyrone Jones, and he is a 9-year depression overcomer. He's a veteran, he's a speaker, he's an author of Guru in the Glass. Welcome to the show today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Cornelia.
Yes, it's great that you're here to inspire the audience today with your message. So as soon as I saw depression, you know, I don't know what the stats are today in today's world, but I know that, you know, depression is a huge paralyzation, victimization piece that a lot of people suffer with. And so I think it's so courageous that a person like yourself that's overcome depression then comes courageously forward to speak about it. So I know that you've been featured on many news stations, and it's an honor and a pleasure to have you here. Tell us about it.
Hey, thank you so much again. It's funny that you say that. It takes a lot of courage. I wrote a poem one time that says, "We're only lucky enough to see the wonders of nature's canyons, because they're gracious enough to show us the places that they've been damaged." And it's kind of the same thing with us. The only reason why, you know, when we see people's scars and people are willing to show us their brokenness and the things that they've been through, a lot of times outside looking in, it looks like courage, but it also takes a lot of vulnerability and all that. And it does tend to inspire people. And so, you know, that's really what I do, is I like to share my story. I am an emotional alignment coach. I help people to get emotionally aligned in fractions of time. And so, for myself, I, like you said, I lived through this 9-year depression, and the first 3 years of that depression were so deep, dark, and debilitating that I could barely get myself out of bed. I could barely talk. I mean, I failed out of college with a 1.8 GPA. It was an awful time in my life. But, and my dad actually asked me if he needed to put me into a psychiatric home because I was so depressed, and my parents couldn't understand, how did I go from this guy who was, like, you know, constantly doing well and all these things to just completely, you know, dropping out of life on every plane. And so through that experience, I ended up getting some coaching and some counseling that radically changed the way that I relate to myself and radically changed the way that I relate to others. I can still remember the day. I can still remember the day that I came out of my depression. I was walking home from class once I had gotten back into school, and I was doing well in school and stuff like that. But I still had a lot of this putting myself down and beating myself up and all this. And one day, you know, I was having one of these highs and these lows days where one moment you feel like you're on top of the world. The next moment, it's like the worst day of your life. You don't know how you got here. And so anyway, I was feeling like that one day. And I had this thought that just came to me, and that just basically said, Curtis, why don't you stop judging yourself? Do an experiment where you stop judging yourself simply for 24 hours, not for a year, not for a month, not for even just a week, just for 24 hours, for one day. If a thought comes to you that says, you know, you're putting yourself down or you're beating yourself up or whatever, why don't you just let that thought come and then let it go? And through that experiment was so effective for me that that first day of that experiment became the last day of my 9-year depression.
That's fantastic. I love that, because you had the thought, something that most likely that was directed by your higher self that had
Yes.
that had you take a look at that, and you listened, and then you did that, and you saw the power of your thoughts and judgment, and that if you refuse to do it, that if you're not going to do it, you put the boundary in
yes,
and you put the boundary, and you were like, I'm not going to do this, right?
Yes, exactly.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And then you had the experience and you saw, wow, how free you are.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like on that day, I had finally, my counselor always told me, Curtis, you have this with your head. You have this unconditional love of self with your head. You need to get it with your heart and then way down deep in your guts. And there was something deep inside of me that said, here's the way out. Take this way. And I just listened to it. And on that day, I believe that I became my own counselor. I followed my own intuition to be taught from within. and was able to become my own counselor. And that's what I teach other people how to do now.
So. Absolutely. I totally see it. And the fact that you are a masculine energy, a man in the world, mm-hmm. teaching emotion when,
yeah.
in our previous, conditioning, men have been taught not to feel, not
yep.
to be in touch with their emotions. And that's probably what got you to suppress. And
that's probably right.
Right. Gives me the chills. I got the chills all over. And, stuff it all down because you're a man, suck it up, get on with it.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
You shouldn't, because, if you're vulnerable, or if you're feeling, or if you're sensitive or whatever, then that's not manly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Right? Yep. And that's definitely, I think it would be safe to call that a lie, where we get into this thing where we feel like we have to put on a mask in order to hide what's going on inside. And once we get to experience unconditional self-love, we realize that we don't have to be perfect. We realize that we can show our emotions. We can be honest with people and we can be honest with ourselves. And that's where we are able to really free up and take our life to new levels.
Yeah. And I appreciate this so much because, I also wrote a book on how I healed my body, my life with the
emotions.
So I'm with you. And mm-hmm. I really admire people like you that are in touch with your feminine side, with your feelings, and mm-hmm. that you have balanced that out and that you're out there shining your light, coaching others, helping others so that, you're giving that permission. It's okay. And it's okay.
Yep.
I did it. So you became your own inner coach. You became yep. your own inner healer, your own inner shaman, and you know how it works. And you freed yourself by using the power of your emotions to heal yourself, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And I think it's so important, especially for men, and also, there's a lot of women too that have been in avoidance around all of that are very much in their masculine side. But to be really balanced with your feminine feeling, your masculine doing, and have that beautiful inner dance going on. And
yeah.
Right. And that's all part of that. So how do people get in contact with you if they want to? I think, having like groups, you're probably doing group work too and individual coaching. And how do people get in contact with you?
Absolutely. So if you want to get in contact with me, the easiest way would be able to just put in Curtis Tyrone Jones on Facebook and I'll definitely pop up. If you want to work with me one-on-one, just send me a message or something like that. But otherwise, just feel free to, I'm always sharing things on there and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Good. Well, this show, this show gets shared to over 50 plus media outlets. And then also we're loading it up onto YouTube as well.
Okay. So
we'll be sharing that information. We'll be sending you the links. When you share it on your own personal Facebook page, the link for the replay, the audio is the same. So make sure that you share that so people can really hear your story. Because sometimes we have to say it over and over and over again, the same
yeah.
message, because how it's important to be repetitive with our messaging.
Repetition is key.
Right? So
yes.
We're speaking the same language. We're speaking the same language, Curtis. It was such an honor and a pleasure to have you on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so glad. How did you hear about us?
I think I heard about you all through through a coaching group that I was in, actually, and somebody had just posted it and said that you all were looking for speakers on a radio show. And so I just kind of messaged with them. And before you know it, I was talking with your assistant. So.
Oh, good. So, yeah, you got a chance to meet Ashley. Ashley's a wonderful, wonderful part of our team and definitely always brings us, because Ashley vets some of the people that we bring on. So having her as the face of, before we get to meet you,
exactly.
Face to face. So thank you for coming on. And definitely I encourage the audience to check out Curtis on his Facebook page and share this message with those people that you know that are suffering from depression, to know that they can certainly be overcome and that they don't need to stick with that label. I'm depressed and this is how it is, because it's not. Now, the other thing I want to say, thank you, Curtis. I want to just say before we leave the Cornelia Stephanie show today, stay tuned right now after this show. We've got one of our hosts, Diane McClay, and she is, you know, every time Diane comes on, she brings us wonderful guests of that are going to be talking about choice and courage, and that they're going to be incorporating nature into that experience. Stay tuned live here on Facebook. Thanks so much for listening and tuning in. Curtis, you're awesome. And we'll see you all next time.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.